Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hubbs scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Oliver to Gatte covering second. The throw back to home, and Williams is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Flood moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. White scores. Musial moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Bob Anderson now pitching. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Altman goes all the way around to score. Rogers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burkell hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 1 in the game. Gatte takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbs covering, for the out. Gatte moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Gatte moves to third. Flood moves to second. Dave Girard now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. Gatte scores. Flood moves to third. Two outs. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Gatte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. James hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Bertel scores. Girard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cardinals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Oliver strikes out. 1 out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Dave Girard. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. L. Tapp now catching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Javier reaches third base with a triple. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mutual is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mutual hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Banks, and towards Hubs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 2 outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDaniel, and towards Gatte, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.